And on the phone with me, I have Command Sergeant Major Capel, and he's going to give our talking points today for the Leadership Matters. Sergeant Major Capel, I wanted to go ahead and talk about the visit by Sergeant Major Brian Battaglia, Senior Enlisted Advisor to Martin Dempsey, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Command Sergeant Major Capel, thank you once again for taking time to speak with us about some very important topics of discussion for our service members and our coalition partners. How many of our service members was the Sergeant Major Senior Enlisted Advisor, Brian B. Battaglia, able to visit?
Sergeant Tessa, I want to thank you for your service to our grateful nation, and thank you for everything you're doing and making sure the word get out across the ADA here from the AFN network. I just want to say that, as always, leadership matters, and it matters the most when we lead the men and women in harm's way. I just had a whole week here with a great visitor, one of my friends for many, many years, and right now he's working for the Chairman of Joint Chief of Staff, Sergeant Major Battaglia, who is the senior enlisted leader up at D.C. in the Pentagon, working for General Dempsey. But, you know, the visit, he came over here, and I told him from the get-go, I wanted him to get out and see as many guys and girls, men and women, that he possibly could on his visit over here, which it was short. But we did get to Kabul, Bagram, Jalalabad, Kandahar, Leatherneck. We visited the Wounded Warriors and every location we went to. And he left here, and his basic words that this is a trip that he should have paid for, because all the things that he got to see, and men and women of the Armed Forces Service that he got to shake hands to and talk to them about the things that was important to him and the people up on Capitol Hill and around the Pentagon as he do his visits and talk to people inside the Beltway up in D.C.
That's awesome. What were some of the family-related issues that Sergeant Major Battaglia focused on?
Well, one of his main concerns is making sure that the men and women over here in harm's way was taken care of. They were getting the things they need, and they was focusing on things that we should be focusing on over here on the battlefield, and ensured us that they had our best interests at their heart, and they're going to do everything in the Pentagon to make sure our voice is heard and we're getting the things that we need to do in order to be successful here on the battlefield. Now, he also talked about some of the programs that we have in place here, the retirement, the TRICARE, and some of the things that our guys and girls ask questions about, the drawdown, the service. He even talked about total force fitness and how do we take care of our men and women on and off the battlefield in order to make sure they understand that we are serious about the care that they receive if they are wounded or they have medical issues or problems as they return back home. So his visit was great, and he just covered many, many things that was big concerns for our servicemen and women and their families. The question just keep coming up that they have problems answering about how do we get some of these things fixed and what do I have to look forward to once I return back home and the drawdown continues to go as planned.
Can you tell us more about Chairman Dempsey's four principles?
Yeah, he shared those four principles with us, and I mean, we already know them. We read them many times, and the guys and girls he talked to, they understood that, one, that we have some great leaders up in the Pentagon whose concern is taking care of all the men and women on the battlefield and off the battlefield. Some of his principles, the four principles that he really nailed on, was continue to achieve our nation's objectives in the current conflict. As we got a big thing going on over here in Afghanistan, as we do the transfer authority from forces, from NATO force to the Afghan security force, we just got to make sure we do it right. And he want to make sure that nation and the people around the world is watching this very close. And if there's anything that he can help us with, that he want to make sure that we bring it out right up front. The second thing was developing the force for 2020. And, you know, he talked about why not 2015, why not 2017, why 2020. And that's the direction and the future that we are moving in. We want to make sure as the drawdown and all this stuff take effect that we do have men and women on the battlefield, trained back at home or wherever they may be, still have the same level of expertise that they have now on the battlefield. And we're going to continue to move towards 2020, regardless of the shape of our service. We might get smaller, but we're going to be stronger. and we're going to make sure that the technology is there. We're going to make sure that our guys and girls get the training they need to answer our nation's call whenever we're called upon. His third priority was keeping the faith with the military families. And I wanted to touch it really home there, because all our men and women over here on the battlefield, either they have sons and daughters, they do have mothers and fathers, husband and wife, other family members back at home that care about them very much, just like we care about our kids. We just want to make sure that we continue to renew that effort that we do, and we will continue to take care of our guys and girls on and off the battlefield and renew the efforts with our families, our military families, that we are here to take care of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard, and other people who falls inside that military family. His third commitment, renewing our commitment to our professional arms. And that's, once again, very important, because, you know, we take an oath at enlistment. But here over the past years, I know that we, Army, has went to a program that where we don't reenlist every 3 or 4 or 6 years anymore. It's called, we went to an in-depth program. So probably the last time I got read the oath of enlistment was probably when I was a staff sergeant, E6, in the military. But that's one of the things that we need to continue to go back and continue to remind ourselves that we do have an oath to enlistment. And that oath somewhere in there covers, I would protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemy, foreign and domestic. I mean, those things there is what keep us going every day. And if you don't go back and renew your professional arms and the things that we believe in, the values, the customs, the courtesy, and things that we continue to believe in, to look at, and making sure that we uphold those traditions of our service and our nation, then we're going to lose, we're going to miss something here in the long run. So he brought a lot of stuff over here, and just looking at the principles that General Dempsey had laid out for us is really right on point and on target of what we should be paying attention to.
You mentioned total force fitness. How does that relate to our service members?
I call them pillars. There's 8 pillars to the total force fitness. And when you look around at what our men and women have been going through here in the last 10 years, we've been constantly at war. What if you're in Afghanistan, Iraq, or if you was back at home, either you're home, you're training and preparing to deploy, or you deployed, or you just returning from deploying. And that put a lot of stress on the individuals, and not only individuals in the family, but when you talk about total force fitness, it's not talking about how many push-ups you can do or how fast you can run. It's putting the whole thing in the right perspective, your social type environment, the things you do, your family, how you and your family gets along, and things you do at home to build a better family support and relationship in order to get you where you need to be. The physical part there, it covers your physical condition. How healthy are you? You know, the things that, what do you worry about? Do you have energy after you get off of work to go do things you want to do with your family? Or when you get off of work, are you so tired you just go sit on a chair and you stay there for the rest of the day? I mean, those are the things that we looked at, and especially over here in Afghanistan, at this time of year here, the environment plays a really tough part, because as we know, it's like 105, 110 degrees in some areas. As I was up in Jalalabad here last week, I think it tapped out at 108 degrees. How do we get our guys and girls in shape and to go out there and deal with this type of environment? And just keep going on to spiritual, medical, dental, behavioral, psychological, the nutrition, the things you eat. But it's 8 pillars around that total force fitness. And how do we, as a force, continue to keep ourselves in shape, physical condition, mentally tough, and ready to answer our nation's call? And this Total Force Fitness program is right on point. If we take it and use it and set goals for ourselves, then it's going to be a lot easier for us to adjust to different type of situations in which we find ourselves in. So I'm a believer in the Total Force Fitness, and I'm not telling you something I don't do myself. I have to be engaged with these 8 steps or 8 pillars every day in order to get through from morning to evening. So it works, and it works for me very well.
What were some of the family-related issues that Sergeant Major Brian Battaglia focused on?
He focused on some of the things that families keep action. You know, everybody's worried about TRICARE and medical care back at home. What it is, and you know, we had some questions out there that our guys and girls have been, they're having to pay some of the medical benefits for families when they're seen by other providers outside the military installation. Those costs right there is what is one thing he's taking back with him and trying to see how much of those costs is and how much are they paying, our guys and girls are paying out the pocket. He addressed retirement issues. Now, what do we have to look forward to as a retirement plan as we get ready to exit the service, or a new young soldier, Sailor, Admiral, Marine just coming into service, what do they have to look forward to as they get to the point of retiring? Or do they make a decision early on that I'm not going to stay in to retire? I mean, there's things out there that the force is really concerned about, and he was very thorough in answering those questions for us. So we got some concerns out there, and then the concerns for the future, what are we moving to, the drawdown, what will we look like? And that not only just gears towards the soldier, gears towards those families, the husband and wife, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, who want to know what will life be like after the drawdown. Will a husband still have a job? Will they still have a career? Will they still have a future in our armed force service? And that answer was very much answered to everybody. Yes, we still have a future in our armed force service, and we're going to continue to go out here and have the best armed force service in the world.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Major. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, nothing else I'd like to add. I'd just like to thank you for your service and everything you're doing to get the message out across AFN. I'd like to thank the men and women out there who's in harm's way to continue to fight for freedom. And as we look in the future here, just a few days ago, we celebrated independence of the United States of America. And I can be no more proud of what the men and women are doing, because the people around our country sure celebrated the 4th of July and independence of the United States of America. I mean, it wasn't a ticket you could buy at Delta, United, or any other airline, because our family was out traveling. They was enjoying the freedom that our guys and girls provide for them every day. So I just want to thank them for everything they are doing.
Can I play you a song, Sergeant Major?
I got a song here I want to play here by Lee Greenwood, and that song will be God Bless the USA.
Hua.